The Security Council met on Wednesday to discuss combating drug trafficking in West Africa and the Sahel. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the Council that around the world, drug trafficking and transnational organized crime threaten security, undermine respect for the rule of law, and jeopardizes peace and stability. He said that in a growing number of countries, organized criminal networks also fuel the activities of terrorist and extremist groups. Secretary General Ban identified corruption, porous borders, and the lack of resources and cooperation as factors that compound the problem of drug trafficking.
We face a particular challenge in West Africa and the Sahel. Our latest estimates have found $1.25 billion of cocaine transiting through West Africa each year. A rising portion of drugs entering West African coast use the Sahel route on the way to the Mediterranean.
Secretary General Ban also identified what he said is a particularly disturbing development in the region.
West Africa is no longer just a transit route for drug traffickers, but a growing destination with more than a million users of illicit drugs. Rising consumption aggravates an already challenging public health environment and threatens socio-economic development.
Ambassador Lyle Grant of the United Kingdom said organized crime has devastating effects in the region and beyond.
Organized crime across the Sahel and West Africa is a multi-million dollar business, which damages the social fabric, not just in the Sahel and West Africa as a region of transit, but also in the destination countries in Europe, the Middle East, and North America. Drug trafficking is one of the most serious aspects of this organized crime activity in the region. In February this year, UNODC estimated that some 18 tons of cocaine transit West Africa every year. While down from its peak of 47 tons in 2007, evidence shows that the trend is again upwards.
Efforts are being made to tackle the problem of drug trafficking in West Africa and the Sahel. According to Said Djinnit, the special representative of the UN Secretary General and head of the UN Office for West Africa, UNOWA, he said UNOWA is working with the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, to combat the scourge.
I wish to note with satisfaction that the mobilization against the threat posed by drug trafficking and organized crime has been increasing over the past years, thanks to combined efforts by all stakeholders. UNOWA has, together with UNODC, supported the efforts of ECOWAS that led to the adoption of the ECOWAS Regional Plan of Action and Organized Crime and Illicit Drug Trafficking and Abuse, adopted in 2008 and recently extended until the end of 2014.
Mr. Djinnit said that countries in West Africa have established transnational crime units to tackle cross-border security threats, including illicit drug trafficking. Derek Mbata, United Nations.